Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 5. Continuing with the story of Sri Miniketan Ramdas. Yesterday, we heard how Miniketan Ramdas came to visit Krishna's kanga, Niche. That's too much. Miniketan Ramdas came to visit Krishna's Kaviraj. And then he met the Pujari Gunarlava Mishra. And he was not very respectful. And then he met his brother, Krishna's Kaviraj's brother. And he didn't accept or have the same faith for Lord Nityananda that he had for Lord Chaitanya. So Miniketan Ramdas felt somewhat disturbed and unhappy in his mind. So he broke his flute and he went his way. That was how the scene closed yesterday. So now, continuing the story, Vaike Barchinamuni Lana Egun Sevratri Prabhumore Dila Darshan. This is the narration of Krishnadas. That night, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality and chastising my brother. So sometimes chastising someone is very good. And sometimes we think that if we chastise someone, oh, it's offensive. If we ridicule or chastise someone, it's offensive. But he's saying here that it's my good quality. It's my good quality. I chastise my brother. And what did I get from that? I had a dream. I had a dream of Nityananda. Naihati nikate jamatpura namegram tanhan swapne dekadila nityanandaram. In the village of Jamatpur, Nityananda appeared to me in my dream. Dandavattahayami padinupayete nija pada padma prabhu dila mora mate. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances. He then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Uta uta bali more bali bhara bhara utitana rupa deki hainu chamatkara. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. So he paid obeisances. He saw Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda said, get up, get up. Now he describes the beautiful form of Nityananda. Sham chikanakanti pakanda sharir sakshat kandarpa yaiche mahamalavir. Nitai had a glossy blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. Subalita hastapada kamala nayan patavastra shire patavastra padidhan. Nitai had beautifully formed hands, arms, and legs, and eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban on his head. Suvarna kundala karne swarnangara bhal payate nupura bhaje kante pushpamal. Nitai wore golden earrings on his ears and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. Chandan lepita anga tilaka sutam Matagaja Jini Mada Mantaraja Payan. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. Koti Chandra Jini Muka Ujwala Varan Dadimba Bija Sama Danta Tambul Charvan. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons. Koti Chandra Mukha. And his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of chewing betel. So teeth are usually white. But if you chew betel, which is red color, it tints your teeth with a red color. Preme matanga dahin. Preme matanga dahine vame dole. Krishna Krishna balaya gambira bola male. Internet or faster. Nittai's body moved to and fro, right and left. Nittai was absorbed in ecstasy and he chanted Krishna, Krishna in a deep voice. Ranga yashti haste dole jena mata singha charipa she bedi acce charaneti bringa. Nittai's red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. Parisharagani deki. Can you imagine walking down the street, a bunch of bumblebees flying around your feet? I mean, it's quite an amazing thing. Bumblebees soaring over your feet. These are some of the distinguishing features of God. When God walks down the street, swarms of bumblebees hover over his feet. Just like in this world, when a king goes somewhere, the symbol of a king is a white umbrella and a long stick. And sometimes in South India, when they take Udupi Krishna or other Utsav deities on procession, they have a very large white umbrella. But when our Nittai comes to town, he doesn't use a white umbrella, he uses black bumblebees over his feet. And he twirls a red stick because he's a coward boy. Parishadad ghanideki sabagopavesh Krishna Krishna kahai sabhe saprema avesh. He was surrounded by his devotees who were dressed in gopavesh, coward boys. Always said that. I made a mistake. I wasn't really looking clearly. It says these coward boys, they were surrounding him like so many bumblebees. That's what it says. Okay. I was having the wrong idea. Parishad gane deki savagot. So they were like bumblebees, the coward boys. And they're chanting Krishna Krishna. Shingavamshi bhajai keya keya nachigai. Sevak yogai tambul chamara dulai. Some of the boys played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans around him. So this is the dream of Krishna's Kaviraj. He saw this beautiful sight in his dream after Miniketan Ram Das was offended. So it's interesting how the devotee is offended. Then after the devotee is offended, the Lord himself, the Lord of that devotee appears in that place where the offense was made. It's very interesting. So the Lord is not partial. He wasn't thinking, well, you offended my devotee in this house, so I won't come there. But he came there because Krishnadas is a devotee. He wanted to reciprocate with him. Nityananda Sarupera Dekiyas Bhaibhav Kiva Rupa Guna Lila Alokika Sab. Thus I saw the opulence of Nityananda's Sarup. His wonderful form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental. Anandevi Vala Ami Kichu Nahijani Tavahasi Prabhu Muri Kahile Navani. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. So, we've heard in this house there was some offensive mentality, some offensive behavior. A devotee was offended, he felt unhappy, he left. Then Krishna has had a dream of Nityananda. Then what is Nityananda telling him? Because oftentimes when one has a dream of Guru or Thakurji, then some instruction is there, some message, some teaching. So Nityananda give a very significant teaching here. Are Krishna Das nakaraha vai brindavane jahatana sarva labhyahai. My are are, oh Krishnadas, don't be afraid. Nabhai, go to Vrindavan, and there you will attain all things. Sarva labhyahai. So this story is, maybe Lord Nityananda didn't appear to us and tell us directly to go to Vrindavan and we will attain all things, but indirectly through his devotees, or through his teachings, or through the books that teach about his teachings or reveal his teachings, Lord Nityananda has inspired all of us to come to Vrindavan. So Nitya is saying that you'll get everything. Sarva labhya. Labhya means lobha. Lobha means greed, or to attain, to acquire. You acquire everything. Now, what is that everything? Now, from now on, from the verse 196 to 232, Krishnas Kaviraj describes the everything that he got, that he received by coming to Vrindavan, which is I subtitled it the gifts of Lord Nityananda. So if one receives the charity of Lord Nityananda, then that charity will take shape in this way. And I think I wrote somewhere how many gifts. I think there's a number of gifts actually. Ten gifts. That's a very nice present. You get 10 different gifts, 10 different presents. So Nityananda, he gave, by this order, he gave one order, and then that one order he received 10 gifts. So Nityananda gave 10 gifts to Krishna's Kaviraj, which he received and acquired by coming to Vrindavan. So we can hear about these 10 gifts and see if we received any of these gifts by the mercy of Nityananda. Because we also came to Vrindavan, or we're also living or visiting or staying in Vrindavan, and we've also tried in our own ways to serve Nityananda, the mission of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. One form or another, we've rendered service there. And we followed, knowingly or unknowingly, we followed Nityananda's instruction. Are, are, Manjari, go to Vrindavan. You'll get everything. So maybe you've experienced that. Sarva labhyahai. Ete bali prerila more mahata sanidhya antardana kaila prabhu nijaganalana. After saying this, Nityananda directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with his associates. Sometimes when you're telling someone, go this way, you also say, you say, go to Vrindavan, it's that way, go that way. It's over, go north, it's going that direction. So Lord Nityananda, he waved his hand, he said, yes, are, are, Krishnadas, Vrindavan Jave, whatever. Go to Vrindavan, Mandir Javo. So, and then he moved his hand, yes, this way. And also moving his hand is a gesture of blessings. We say, like some blessings he's giving him, an encouragement. Because it's not an easy thing to leave your house and leave your family. And as we, maybe some of us experienced, to leave anything which you've had, to leave a place where you may have lived a long time or become attached to, and go to a new place that you've never been to, and maybe somewhat painful. Simply because someone tells you, yes, go to Vrindavan, you'll get everything. Well, okay, but what about a place to stay? What about food? What about... So, Krishna's Kaviraj, we'll see how he responded to that. Murchita haya muni padinu bhumite Svaktabanga haila deki hanache prabhate. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. Ki dekino ki shunino kariye vichar Prabhu agya haila brindavana jaibhar. I considered, or I thought, about what I had seen and heard and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavan at once. So he had the dream, and he didn't immediately jump up out of bed and run off to Vrindavan. But when he woke up, he did some vichar, consideration. This is some a function of the intelligence that we discriminate, we mull over. It's called manana. Manana is to concentrate and to think over some ideas. So everything that Dekino and Shunino, whatever he saw and heard, he thought about seriously. Then he made a conclusion that yes, Prabhu is giving me agya. He has given me an order to go to Vrindavan at once. Se shane Vrindavane karinu gaman Prabhura kripate shuke I know Vrindavan. That very second, I started for Vrindavan. And by Nittai's mercy, I reached there in great happiness. So, although these particular gifts, that the gifts that were given by Nityananda to Krishna's Kaviraj are not exactly listed here, but I read a few times his story and I extracted what appeared to me as the installments of mercy from Nityananda, or the individual gifts, which I listed as 10. So this is the first gift. The first gift of Nityananda is that I reached, by Nittai's mercy, I reached there in great happiness. Right? So we can consider that Krishna's Kaviraj went on a yatra. His yatra started in Bengal, and then he came to Vrindavan following the dream of Nityananda, the dream that he saw Nityananda and the order that he received in the dream. Then he says that Kripa, Prabhu Kripa Suke Aino Vrindavan. So Prabhu Kripa means the mercy of Nittai. So that's a gift. Someone gives you their mercy, then that's a gift. So the first installment, or the first gift that Nityananda gave to Krishna's Kaviraj, that he reached Vrindavan in great happiness. Because some people, when they set out for Vrindavan, they have so much difficulty and so much hardship just getting here. But he reached here in great happiness. No physical problems, no mental problems, no police investigation, this, that, contamination. Just like our Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he was traveling and he got to some country and he didn't have, on his passport, he didn't have, inoculations. So they would detain him in a jail. He went to different countries. They said, oh, you can't enter the country. You don't have the shots for this disease. You're coming from India. That's countries full of cholera. You don't have any cholera shots on your passport, so you stay here in the Singapore jail for 1 week. So Prabhupada, so you can't, I don't know what Prabhupada's mood was, but it looks like he didn't arrive there very happily, being detained in a jail, quarantine or whatever they call it. So Krishna's Kaviraj, he reached Vrindavan easily. It says, I reached there in great happiness. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram Janhara Kripate Paino Vrindavana Dham. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. So he's rejoicing over that first gift. Oh, I followed Prabhu's agya. I followed Nittai's order. And I ran that very second to Vrindavan upon waking from my dream. And I got there. I attained and reached Vrindavan in great happiness. And so this is a mercy. This is Prabhu's kripa. This is mercy. So all glories to him. All glories to him. So that's the first thing. Then he says again, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Kripa Mai Janha Hoite Pahinu Rupa Sanat Satan Sanatan Ashray. Then he says, all glory to the mercy of Nittai, by whose mercy I have attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan. So I listed this as the second gift. This is the second gift of Nityananda, that upon coming to Vrindavan, Krishna's Kaviraj attained the ashraya, the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. He met them, and then they gave him shelter and taught him about bhajan, further teachings. Then, Janha Haite Payanu Raghunatha Mahashay, Janan Haite Payanu Sri Sarupa Shray. What I listed here is that the previous verse, by the mercy of Nityananda, Krishna's Kaviraj attained the ashray, the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan. So that's the second gift. So then I drew the conclusion from this that he also received a third gift. Because when receiving the shelter of Rupa and Sanatan, what does that mean? That means that from Sanatan Goswami, he learned the Bhakti Siddhanta, right? He learned the conclusions of Bhakti. Because that's what, in other words, he attained Sambandha Gyan and Abhidaya Gyan from Rupa and Sanatan. Then, having that, he attained the shelter of Mahashay, that great devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami. So that's the fourth shelter. And then by the mercy of Raghunath Das, he got the fifth shelter, or the fifth gift, he attained Sri Sarupa Ashraya. Because by his mercy, Nittai's mercy, I attained the shelter of the great personality, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And by his mercy, I have found the refuge of Sri Sarupa Damodar. So these are the five gifts. First, I reached Vrindavan easily in happiness. Second, I attained the shelter of Rupa. And then from Rupa, I learned Bhakti Ras. Third, I attained the shelter of Sanatan Goswami. And from him, I learned Bhakti Siddhanta. Right? The conclusions of Bhakti. Fourth, I attained the shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami. So he's a Prayojanacharya. So he teaches the path of internal bhajan, manasi seva, lila smaran. And so that's what he learned. Then the fifth is that by the mercy of Raghunath Das, in addition, he attained the shelter of Sarupa Damodar. Because Raghunath Das Goswami lived in Puri for 16 years. And when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, please, will you teach me the conclusions of bhakti? He said, you are the Raghu of Sarup. Or whatever this term is, I am giving you over to Sarupa Damodar, and he will teach you everything. And Raghunath Das was a little persistent. He said, but can't you please directly yourself teach me something? So then he taught him some verses or some instructions in Anti Leela, Bala na Kaivo. And he said, don't eat very opulent food, don't dress in very opulent cloth. There's a few verses there. But the rest of the 16 years, that was 5 minutes. 5 minute teaching. Gauranga gave 5 minutes teaching. He said, okay, that's 5 minutes. Now for the next 16 years, take teaching with VIEG. Or whatever. But with Sarupa Damodar. And that's what he did. And because Sarupa Damodar is obviously the guru for all manjaris, param guru, you can say, param param guru, param prem guru for all manjaris is Lalita Sakhi. So Rati Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami showed that example as a sadhaka to take shelter of Sarupa Damodar. So Krishna's Kaviraj, he attained the shelter of Raghunath, and then he gave him the mercy of Sarupa Damodar, because they lived side by side. They were bhajan buddies, you can say, bhajan buddies. They lived shoulder to shoulder on the banks of Shamakund. Tomorrow is that festival? Tomorrow is the Tirubhava?
Yes.
Tomorrow is the Tirubhava of Raghunath Das Goswami?
No, today is Raghunath Das and tomorrow is Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Tomorrow is Krishnadas Kaviraj. Acha. Well, what is the idea of Teen Goswami?
Well, it's supposed to be all today, but because Baba wanted to do it one day after, so that's
Acha. Because generally, we understood that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they all left the world on the same day, but in different years. That day was today or
tomorrow?
Oh, I didn't know. So that's today. But usually on the actual day of the disappearance of the Vaishnava, there is the Tirubhava Utsav, and there is Suchak Kirtan and Upavas, or fasting, and the day after, usually it's 3 days. The first day is Adivas Kirtan for 24 hours, where they sing Vilap Rag. You must be hearing here and there the way they sing Hare Krishna. You know, it's like they're crying. The Vaishnavas, Vilap means lamentation. They sing for 24 hours Kirtan at the site of the Samadhi. The first day. The second day is they're glorifying the teachings and they're singing Sucha Kirtans, which describe the life and teachings in Bengali of that Vaishnava. And then the third day they do Shobha Yatra, like Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Vrindavan. They take a painting of that Vaishnava procession or Brikama of Radhakund or procession of Vrindavan, and there's Nagar Kirtan, Shobha Yatra. And then after the third day, then there's Vaishnav Bhojan, or Prasad. So the third day will be tomorrow. And tomorrow at Raghunath, at Krishna's Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir, there will be Prasadam. Is that correct? Yes. Because tomorrow is the third day. And Ayendra Prabhu is coming tomorrow for Kirtan? Someone's saying, is that right? What time?
10:30
tomorrow. Ayendra will be there at the place over there. He was there last year also. Is that right? Yes? Yeah. Now, this is what... So the gifts are actually mentioned here, which I already mentioned. Sanatana Kripaya Painu Bhaktira Siddhanta Sri Rupa Kripaya Painu Bhaktira Sapranta. So I already mentioned to you, but these are the two gifts which I already mentioned, three and four. By the mercy of Sanatan, I learned the Bhakti Siddhanta, the final conclusions of devotional service. And by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service, Bhakti Rasa Pranta, because he is considered the Rasacharya. Rupa Goswami is Rasacharya. And Sanatan Goswami, he's Sambandha Acharya, Sambandha Gyanacharya. Especially his book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, is the basis of Bhakti Sambandha. And then Rupa Goswami, of course, is writing in all three, but especially on Bhakti Ras, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we can examine our own lives in Vrindavan and see how we have received these gifts of Nityananda. Have we attained the shelter? Have we come happily to Vrindavan and attained the shelter of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das, and Srup Damodar? Attaining this shelter means that their teachings and instructions have been revealed to us by the Vaishnavas living in Vrindavan, the Gurus, the Acharyas, the Vaishnavas, and by their own writings. Because you know that Vrindavan is the source of Gaudiya Siddhanta, or Gaudiya Vedanta. Gaudiya Vedanta is born and in Vrindavan. Because the six Goswamis were ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to produce Bhakti Granth, the scriptures on devotion. So those scriptures basically all were born in Vrindavan and then distributed all around Bengal, Orissa, Assam, and other parts of India, especially that side, eastern India, by Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda. So we've come to the headquarters of Gaudiya Vedanta, Vrindavan. And it's usually a fact that when devotees come from different parts of the world, when they come to Vrindavan, they find out all kinds of new things that you don't find out in Moscow and New York and Russia and all these places. They find out different special devotees, special teachings, and special books. Oh, I never saw this book. Oh, this book is in Russian too. Oh, it's only sold in Vrindavan. Or English or whatever. And there's so many books. I mean, even people go, there's so many English books, but you go in English-speaking places like Australia, England, America, you never ever see these books. My friend is, one of my students is in America and visited several temples, New York, Los Angeles, big so-called big temples. And she's telling on the telephone, she said, nobody has any of your books over here. No one's seen any of your books. Because she's carrying some to read for her personally. She said, have you seen this one? I never saw it. I never heard. So, but if you come to Vrindavan, these books are everywhere, easily available. You can look, accept, reject. You know, it's all there. So this is the mercy of Nityananda, that he brings us to Vrindavan as he brought Krishnadas Kaviraj. And he makes these books available to us. Everyone that lives in Vrindavan, they know there's all kinds of underground and overground books. There's photocopies and there's all kinds. I mean, when I lived in America, I didn't, that was my own experience. I had access of some books. When I came here, this is a photocopy. This book isn't printed yet. I mean, 8 years ago, I got a photocopy of a book of Narayan Maharaj that was printed last year. It was print so many times. And because someone said, I know you're into this, don't tell anybody I gave it to you. So I've had several, at least 5 or 6, 7 books in my hand, and I've read them and studied them and even given classes on them. And everyone says, wow, that's so amazing. I said, yeah, it's a special mercy. And then 8 years later, 7 years later, even this book, I got Gopi Geet from Narayan Maharaj about 8 years ago, and still to this day it's not been printed in English. Only recently, I think it came out in Hindi a few months ago. So it's like this. You know. So this is the mercy that we get the books of Surup Damodar, maybe not so much Surup Damodar, but we get the books of Rupa and Sanatan and all the esoteric teachings of Raghunath, Mana Shiksha. I mean, how many people read Mana Shiksha in Australia or ever heard about it? Or Govinda, what is it? Gaura Govinda. Smarana Padati, Dhyan Chandra's Padati. What? Govinda Lilamrita. Maybe yeah, that gets around. So this is, in our own way, we've also... So now, describing these gifts, then he goes on. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda. So he's saying, glories, glories, Nityananda, oh, glories to you. You gave me this, glories, glories to you, and you gave me that, glories, glories, and you gave me this, and you gave me that. So if someone, like if you give someone, say, here's a color television. Oh, that's great, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, here's a stereo set. Oh, great, thank you, thank you. Here's a motorcycle. And one gift after another, says, oh, more, more, great, great. So he's in his own way receiving these transcendental gifts and expressing his ecstasy by Nam Sankirtan. What else can you say but Jai Jai Nityananda Charanaravindam? He says, Jai Jai Nityananda Charanaravindam, Jai Jai Kripamoy, Nityananda Kripamoy, Jai Jai Nityananda Nityananda Ram. He's running out of things to say here. There's different kinds of words and different kinds of ways to glorify and describe Nityananda. So now here's another gift. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda Janan Hoite Paino Sri Radha Govinda. All glories to the lotus feet of Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Radha Govinda. So this is the number 6, or what is it? Yes, number 6, gift number 6. The Sri Radha Govinda. So that's another thing that happens when you come to Vrindavan. When you come to Vrindavan, you meet a friend and he says, have you ever been to Jayapur? No, I never went to Jayapur. Oh, well, Radha Govinda is there. Acha? And Radha Damodar is there. Acha? And Radha Vinod is there. Acha? And Radha Gopinath is there. Acha? And Radha Madhav is there. Acha? So, well, let's go, and then you go. And then when you go there and you actually see the face of Govindaji and Gopinath, and then you're just captivated. And that's in Bhakti Ratnakar, Narahari Chakravarti is telling that also. Because when Uttara, when these three deities were carved under the order of Krishna's great grandson, Bhadranav, and Uttara, the mother of Parikshit, she was still living, because these deities were carved about 5,000 years ago. Govindaji, only Govindaji, knows no Radha. That's the mercy of Janavamata, or Mahaprabhu and Janavamata, because there was no Radharani worship until Lord Chaitanya came. So Uttara, she had seen directly Krishna, had darshan. So when these three deities were carved, wherever, I don't know where, Jayapur or wherever, then Bhadranab, he bought Uttara and he said, listen, I want you to take darshan of Madan Mohan. He's also in Rajasthan, in Karoli. Madan Mohan, Govindaji and Gopinath. So, and just you take darshan. So then, she took darshan of Madan Mohan and she said, oh, he's very, very beautiful. He, from his feet to his waist, he looks exactly like Krishna. His legs, is the way he's bending his legs, he looks like Krishna. And then she saw, I believe if my memory serves me, she saw the deity of Gopinath. This is the way. She saw Gopinath and she said, oh, this deity of Gopinath, he looks exactly like Krishna from the waist to the neck. In other words, the special characteristic, very thin waist, very broad chest, very strong, powerful, beautiful, attractive. And then they showed her the deity of Govindaji. And when Uttara saw the deity of Govindaji, she covered her face. She went like, when she saw Govindaji, she went, this is Laja, shyness. Because she's married lady, and married lady is not supposed to, in Vedic culture, look into the face of a beautiful, handsome, dashing young man. So then, Bhadranab, he said, oh, why have you covered your face with your veil and looked askance, looked away? And then Uttara said, Govindaji, Krishna, when I saw Govindaji's face, I felt so shy because his face looks exactly like Krishna. So that's why in Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami, he gives a warning. He says, be careful. Don't go to Vrindavan. Don't go to Vrindavan. If you want to keep your attachment to society, friendship, and love, don't go to Vrindavan, to the bank of the Yamuna at Keshigat. And there's one kadamba tree there. And standing under that kadamba tree in the beautiful light of autumn, in the full moon night of the Sharad season, you'll see one beautiful dark boy. And his name is Govinda. And a flute is played, pressed to his lips. And his head is tilted to the side, leaning on his left shoulder. And if you see him, then you'll forget everything about this material world. So please don't go there. So this is, and so in Bhakti Ratnakar and maybe some other scriptures, there's many, many descriptions specifically about the deity of Radha Govinda. Not actually Radha Govinda, the original Krishna, Radha Govinda, but the Murti, and even uses the term, Trimurti of Radha Govinda. There is something very, very special about Radha Govinda. So, when Krishna's Kaviraj came to Vrindavan, Radha Govinda were living here. They were not in Jayapur. So he considers that receiving the darshan of Radha Govinda and attaining Radha Govinda, this was the mercy of Nityananda. So we also feel that we've attained the mercy of Nityananda because we found out about Radha Govinda. Our first journey to Vrindavan was 1977. I went to Mayapur and Jagannath Puri and Vrindavan, but we hadn't received the mercy of Nityananda yet, because we didn't go to Jayapur. We didn't really know it, about it. I don't remember or recall that I even heard about it. Didn't really know anything. But as the years went on, I came again in 1980, and then every year after that, and sometimes twice. And then we found out about Radha Govinda. And as anyone has ever experienced, these deities are really remarkable. Besides all the mahima and glories of them, and if you see them, and so many things are written about them. So this is the gift number 6 of Nityananda. Jagai madhai haite muni se papishta puri sherakita hoite muni se lagishta. Krishna's Kaviraj says, I am more sinful than Jaghai and Madhai, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Moranam shuneje tarapunyakshai, moranam alaya je tarapapahai. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful. Can you imagine what he's feeling and thinking? E mana nirgrina more keva kripa kare eka Nityananda bhinu jagat bhitare. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Prema matta Nityananda kripa avatar uttama dhamma kichu na kare vichar. Because Nitya is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he's preme matta. Matta means mutta. I don't mean, I'm not like a New Yorker saying mother. Someone from New York, when they say mother, they say mutta. Where's your mutta? I'm from New Jersey. They say, where's your mutta? But mutta, he said, kam krod lo moha matsarya mutta. Mutta, in Sanskrit, M-A-D-A. Mada means intoxication. That's why Cupid is called Madan. Right? Madan. Because Madan means Cupid intoxicates people. So he's called Madan. And Madan Mohan is the one who bewilders or attracts the intoxicator. He intoxicates the intoxicator with his beauty, Madan Mohan. And Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini. She totally bewilders the bewilderer of the bewilderer. It's like das, 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 ano, das. So, the ultimate, we can say Radharani is the ultimate enchantress. Right? The ultimate enchantress. Because everyone in this entire universe is enchanted and captivated by Madan. And they become crazy and intoxicated under the influence of Kam. That person who intoxicates the universe is intoxicated by the darshan of Krishna, Madan Mohan. And that person that intoxicates the intoxicator of the universe, he is completely under the control of one beautiful lady, beautiful girl, Kishori Gopi, Radharani. So just imagine what supreme power of captivation and enchantment she possesses. Just one eyebrow moves 1 millimeter, then he's finished. One eyebrow moves 1 millimeter and Krishna, his pagri, his turban falls off, he drops his flute, his dhoti loosens and starts to fall off. Because these are the symptoms of being intoxicated by prema. So he's telling here that Nitya is preme matta. He's intoxicated. He's drunk. He's a drunken man with prema. Kripa avatar, but he's the avatar of mercy. Utam Adam Kichu na kare vichar. He doesn't care. Kichu means orkuch, we say in Hindi. Orkuch means, kichu means little bit. You want a little bit more, anything more. And so he doesn't consider anything, whether one's Utam or Adam. Utam means you're up or you're down, you're high or you're low. He doesn't distinguish. Jayage padaitare karaya nistar hateva nistarila mohena durachar. Nitai delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful person and fallen person as me. Je agi padai, padaya, padaro. In Vrajavasa they say padaro. So agi means to, agi means before or in front of. Fall, come in front of his feet. Fall in front of his feet, Nittai's feet. Shri Madan Gopala, Shri Govinda Darshan, Kahibara Jogyanai Yesava Katan. I missed one. Mopapishte Anilena, Shri Vrindavana, Mohina Damedile, Shri Rupachana. Although I am sinful and I am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. Oh, that's interesting. It's very interesting. Oftentimes when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, the most clear meaning is given in the word for word. The Bengali is there or the Sanskrit is there, then he gives the word for word definition. Of course, there's many definitions for each word. But then you read his English translation, and sometimes there's some things missing. Like the verse says, Mo papishte anilena Sri Vrindavan. Everyone is listening? Then it says, Mohena Adame Dila Sri Rupacharan. Rupacharan means the lotus feet of Sri Rupa. Mohena Adame. Adame means this. Adam means Dham and Adam. It means low, without a Dham, without a location. Very low and fallen. And then, but it says, Mopapishta. Pap means sin. It means I'm very sinful and fallen. And he's given me the feet of Rupa. So that's all there in the translation English. But there's two words, Sri Vrindavan. There's no mention in the translation of Sri Vrindavan. Right? So then if you only read the English and you don't read the Bengali, so what's actually saying here, and even it says right here, it says, Anilena Sri Vrindavan, which means, I am so sinful, yet he brought me to Sri Vrindavan. And when he brought me to Sri Vrindavan, Dila means dado or dough. He delivered her, he gave me the lotus feet of Sri Rupa. So Prabhupada is so kind that he says, listen, I'm in a hurry. I'm writing these 17 books in a year's time. And I don't have much time left, so I'm going very fast. But if you want to retranslate it, here's the word for word. if you want to retranslate it, I'll help you out. So you don't have to have a Bengali dictionary in one hand and a notebook in another. So we can also retranslate, or at least we can clarify or refine the translation, isn't it? And this is his mercy. So because it only says, I'm sinful and fallen, and Nittai gave me the feet of Nittai, Rupa Goswami. There's no mention of Sri Vrindavan. But it says, Anilena Sri Vrindavan, and Prabhupada writes, Anilena, he brought me Sri Vrindavan to Vrindavan. So it's very important whenever we study Prabhupada's books to look into the Sanskrit, to consider the word for word, put it all together, and we get the deeper and more clear meaning of it. Vrindavana Purandara Srimadan Gopal Rasavilasi Sakshat Brajendra Kumar. Lord Madan Gopal, the chief deity of Vrindavan, is the enjoyer of the rasa dance and is directly the son of the king of Braj. Rasavilasi Sakshat. Somehow English doesn't quite match the Bengali. Rasavilasi Sakshat Brajendra Kumar. Brajendra Kumar, this beautiful phrase, this beautiful words describing Krishna's age, you know, Brajendra Kumar, Kumar means son. Brajendra, the king of Braj, comes in English, the son of the king of Braj. That's really full of ras, right? Brajendra Kumar. Shri Radha Lalita Sange Rasa Vilas Manmata Manmata Rupe Janhara Prakash. Krishna, or we say rather, Madan Gopal, enjoys the rasa dance with Srimati Radharani, Sri Lalita, and others. He manifests himself as the Cupid of Cupids, Manmata. This is very nice. Because this word is, of course, this phrase, Manmata, 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 Krishna's Kaviraj is getting inspiration from Srimad Bhagavatam and Shukadeva Goswami. Because in the rasa dance, Krishna is being described as Manmata, Manmata by the gopis. Because Mata is the basis of the word Mathura, Mathura is where everyone's always churning. There's thousands and thousands of ladies churning yogurt into butter there. In the Madkar. Madkar means a clay pot. So it becomes Mathura, the place where everywhere you hear shh. It says there was so much yogurt being churned into butter in the Mathura district that when the demigods would hover over the district of Mathura in their flower airplanes, all they would hear, the only sound they would hear was this sound of this churning rod, which is wrapped with a rope, and the swishing sound of this wooden kind of, you know, like, what do you call it, plus sign or whatever it is, going like this in the milk. And the whole of Braj Mandal resounded with a sound. So now if they came now in their flower airplanes and hovered over Braj Mandal, they would hear Sheetal Pain Bomb, Sheetal Pain Bomb, Kamar Dard, Pate Dard, Sheer Dard, 20 cc's, 10 cc diva. Or they may hear some, you know, disco, chika paka boom, chika boom, chika boom, chika paka boom, chika boom, boom, boom. Right? They'll only hear some disco music from these crazy, you know, stereos and loudspeakers, or they'll hear, they'll say, what happened to Mathura? Whatever happened to this, the churning of butter that used to echo through the universe? So, can you imagine 9 lakhs of cows in one family? How much yogurt is being churned in Nanda Maharaj's family and Vrishabhanu's family and all the, so this thunderous sound of churning yogurt. Just like if you lie on your roof and you're sleeping there at night and some night birds fly overhead, you can hear the sound of their wings. They're just simply moving their wings through the air to fly over, to keep flying, but it makes an audible sound. It's just a little tiny bird, one bird. You hear it at night. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's a bird, night bird, some bird. Maybe snake bird. A tariksha. But at any rate, so you imagine thousands and thousands of churnings. So this manmata, man means mind. So Krishna is manmata, manmata. Because Cupid is called the name for Cupid, another name for Cupid is manmata. Because he churns everyone's minds. He spins your minds around upside down. Right? Cupid. When you get the arrow in your mind or heart, because chitta or man means heart or mind. So when Cupid's arrow hits your mind or heart, it's like, oh, wow, you know, you're being churned, chakra, man chakra. Your mind is spinning like a chakra. Your mind is being churned. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Take off the petals of the daisy. This American thing. But anyway, so manmata, manmata. He who churns the minds of the churner of the minds. This is another way to describe Madan Mohan. So that's being mentioned here by Kaviraj Goswami, which he's received this verse from Shukadeva Goswami. So I've listed this as the seventh gift of Nittai, because by the mercy of Nityananda, one can enter the rasa dance. One can attain the rasa dance. So he's saying here, rasa vilasi sakshat prajendra kumar, and then it goes on for several verses about the rasa dance. So in this whole discussion, the context of the whole discussion of Krishna's Kaviraj is how he's received different kripa, different forms of mercy from Nityananda. He received Vrindavan happily, he received the association, a direct association of Rupa and Sanatan and Raghunath Das, and he received the teachings of Srub Damodar through Raghunath Das's mouth. He received the darshan and association and blessings of Radha Govinda. And now the seventh, what is it? The seventh gift he received is the rasa dance. He attained the adhikar to go to Vamshivat and Yamuna Pulin and Govindastali. Tasamavir Bucha Chodi Shamana Mukambuja Pitambara Dhara Shragvi Sakshan Manmata Manmataha. This is the Bhagavatam, chapter 32, 10th canto. This is the verse that he paraphrased in Bengali. So now he's citing the Praman, or the source of his verse. 10th canto, chapter 32, verse 21. This is one of the five chapters of Rasa Panchadai. Five chapters of Rasa dance. Wearing yellow garments and decorated with a flower garland, Krishna, appearing among the gopis with his smiling lotus face, looked directly like the charmer of the heart of Cupid. So this is how the BBT devotees have translated Manmata, Manmata. Charmer of the heart of Cupid. As I mentioned, man means mind or heart, and mata means literally means churning, like churning yogurt. Mata, matura. It's churner of the heart of Cupid. Swamadurye lokera man kare akarshan dui pashe radha lalita karena sevan. When Radha and Lalita serve Krishna on his two sides, he attracts the hearts of all by his sweetness, by his own sweetness. It's a very interesting vision that Krishna's Kaviraj is giving us to consider, which we maybe never thought of it like this, that on one side of Krishna, which we all know, is Lalita. On the other side of Krishna is Radha. And here, and in between these two sakis, is Krishna. So on one side, Lalita serving him, and on the other side, Radha serving them. And there's no envy, there's no jealousy, there's no competition. They're cooperating. So it's an interesting way to look at Krishna. He's in the middle. He's always in the middle of two gopis. Either it's just two gopis, or it's two other gopis, and either he's standing with two gopis, or he's dancing in a circle of gopi Krishna, gopi Krishna, gopi Krishna. So ultimately, it's a gopi on one side and a gopi on the other side. So the absolute truth, the one is three. One plus one is three. So the absolute truth is not one, is not two, it's three. Lalita on one side, Radha on the other side, and Krishna in the middle, or some other gopi. With Radha and Lalita serving him on two sides, he attracts the hearts of all by his own sweetness. So we'll stop, I think we'll stop there. And we'll find out about the last three gifts tomorrow. Gift number 7 is the Rasa dance, and this beautiful darshan, and this beautiful realization of Krishna's sweetness, and how he attracts everyone. Akarshan. Swamadurya lokerman, kare akarshan. Swamadurya, his own sweetness, his lila madurya, sweetness of his pastimes, his prema madurya, sweetness of his love, his rupa madurya, sweetness of his form, and his vena madurya, sweetness of his flute. Swamadurya, Rupa Goswami has categorized the sweetness of Krishna in four. But Vallabhacharya, he has categorized the sweetness of Krishna into 64. Leelam madharam, gavam madharam, hastam madharam, everything. He has like 64 different sweetnesses. Your walking is sweet, your lips are sweet, your srishti madharam, your creation is sweet, pralaya, your destruction is sweet. Everything is sweet about the Lord of Sweetness. Madurari pater akilam madhuram. Right? There's that famous ashtakam, madhur ashtakam. So there's probably at least 64 different sweetnesses. So this is swamadurye lokerman. Lokerman means the mind of the Lokis. Lokis, that's us. It's not this, not that thing you have for lunch. Lokiman, lokerman. The hearts, the man means heart and mind. Depends. Do you live in your? Depends on where you live. Where do you operate out of? Do you operate out of your mind, or do you operate out of your heart? So if you operate out of your mind, then man means mind. If you operate out of your heart, then man means heart. Because this word is translated in both ways in Sanskrit literature. Man means, like we say, tan man dan, guru samarpan. You worship the guru with tan man dan. Tan means body, and man means mind, and dan means this, you know, your Lakshmi points. So any questions about these gifts? Is everyone wealthy with all these gifts? Yes.
Seems to me that he actually got good association there, first of all.
Yeah.
This is like the main thing, but then we have got other things through that sadhu sangha.
Yes.
So is it the main gift of good proper association in Buddhist ways?
The main gift of Nityananda, because Nityananda and sort of because we mentioned Swarup Damodar's teachings and his karcha, that's very hard to find, but he explains some things about the Panchatattva, Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he says that Nityananda is the Prema Shraya. Srivas Thakur, he is the Shuddha Nam Ashraya. He is the shelter of pure Nam. And Sri Advaita Acharya, he is the Ashraya of Pancharatriki Vidhi. In other words, gives us the energy and the power to follow the rules and regulations of basically Vaidhi Sadhana, which, if done with the desire to attain bhav, will bring one to good association, by which one will get the greed and enthusiasm to take up the second half of sadhana bhakti, or vaidhi sadhana, or let's say sadhana, which is raganuga sadhana. Gadadhara Pandit, he is the ashraya, or the shelter of bhav, because he's Mahabhav Sarupini, Radharani. So he's bhava ashraya. Nityananda Prabhu is the prema ashraya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasa Shraya, Rasaraj Mahabhav. So he is Rasa Shraya. This is the, and there's more elaboration by Swarup Damodar Goswami. So certainly Nityananda's basic shelter, what he's trying to give, is Krishna Prem. And the way one gets Krishna Prem is from the devotees who have Krishna Prem. So to get that Prem, one must associate with the Premi Bhaktas. So the blessings that Nityananda gave to Krishna's Kaviraj is, he said, listen, your association is not very good. You're living at home. Oh yes, you do have a deity in your home. You have a deity of Radha and Krishna in your home. Radha Chalchikan, or no, Radha Vrindavan Chandra. You have a deity of Radha Vrindavan Chandra in your home. But your pujari is no good. So that cancels your deity program. Now, that's the transcendental side of your life. Now let's look at the material side of your life, which is your parivara, your janam parivara, your family, your kula. Your brother is no good. Because he offended Miniketan Ramdas. He offended Miniketan Ramdas because he doesn't have any consideration for Nityananda or regard. So this is not a very good place to be, in your home. You may stay in your home in Russia with your mother and father, but they don't have any consideration for Chaitanya or Nitai. And what to speak of. So maybe not a very favorable place to be. So if Nitai is very favorable to you, he said, please, come to good association. And where can you get good association? Always you can get good association in a holy dham. Because saintly people, they like to live in holy dham. This is one of the symptoms. There's 9 symptoms of bhava bhakti, which one can measure. One is priti Krishna stali. To have priti or affection, to live in a stali or a place of the Lord's pastimes. It's priti vasa stali, to have affection, to live vasa, to live in a place of stali, a place of Krishna's lila. So naturally, because there's many bhajananandi sadhus that aren't parirajaks or goshtyanandis, they don't like to go and make sounds and glorify their Lord. They're internalized and they're absorbed in their bhajan. So holy dham is very anukul for such internal bhajan and meditation. So, and then sometimes sadhus live in holy dham, they don't travel as parivrajaks, but they also give class, they also speak. So certainly you're correct in your analysis to say basically he gave him one thing. He gave him 2 things. He gave him the holy dham and good association. And he removed him from an unholy place. He took him out of an unholy place and put him in the most holy place. And he took him from unsavory association and put him among Rasika Bhaktas, the most tasty and flavorful association. So this is Nitai's mercy. So you may be also experiencing the same thing. You may have been in an unholy place amongst unholy association. And now you're in a holy place among holy association. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Kripa Kripa Char, right? So, any other question? Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Ram. It says Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Nityananda Ram. It's one of the things. They said Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Nityananda Chara, like this. Anything else? Can you get more water?